What's up, bro? Why you at the house? You said you was gonna beat my ass after class. Why you run home so fast? Come outside. I'm here. Come outside.
Talking all that smack about my mama. Now you won't come out here and face me like a real cat. Bring your ass out the house and face me like a real cat.
You said you was gonna beat my ass after class, but I don't care if your mama filming this. Boy, I whoop you. I whoop you.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of There's No Audience with Terry and Miguel.
You said
you're going to come out and beat my ass after school.
After class.
After.
Oh, hell yeah, God. Brother.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's another one for you.
Oh, no.
Let's see if I can get it to
Why
play.
Why don't you find one that's a better quality and not crank it up so high?
I don't think it's going to be that
What do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? God damn it. What do you want?
I have to go.
I have to go.
That's wild shit.
I didn't mean to play it again.
What do you want?
What do you want?
I'll get a better version of that so we can isolate it. Because I want that one. Like a short segment of that in my saved MP3 files. I don't necessarily have to have it on a button. I just want it. Stop.
This is the problem when you give me buttons.
I know. I shouldn't have turned it around.
You shouldn't have turned it.
Now you're just going to fuck around.
Here, you can have the cable if you have anything to play.
Hold on to it.
What do you want me to play?
When I'm done with my yogurt.
Your yogurt?
Yeah, this is the year of the yogurt.
It's the year of the yogurt. What do you mean by year of the yogurt?
Episode of the yogurt episode? No, you can hold on to it until I'm done eating, because I don't want to fuck with shit.
I don't even know. I mean, like, there's things that we could play, but I don't really know what to play. It's kind of a weird concept. Like, it's so new to, like, me.
Yeah, like, we should find some, like, random clip, like, news clip, and then, like, just discuss it.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you want?
What do you mean?
You said.
Wait, hold on. I'll give you guys another one. I'll give you the same one, but we'll just deep dive this one.
What's up, bro? Why you at the house? You said you was going to beat my ass after class. Why you run home so fast? Come outside.
That part right there. Come outside.
Come outside.
Come outside.
So pretty much it's just.
You said.
It's pretty much like a voiceover of these two cats. One's inside and one's outside. And it's just a. And the cat that's talking is very grumpy that the cat's inside.
One's an indoor cat.
I'm here, come outside. Here, come outside. Here, come outside. Here, come outside.
Stop that shit.
Now you won't come out here and face me like a real cat. Bring your ass out the house and face me like a real cat.
You said you was going to beat my ass after class, but I don't care if your mama filming this. Boy, I'll whoop you at
What a great time to be alive.
Oops.
Oh, what are you doing over there? Here, you want the plug? Hey.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Take the plug. See, that's what I'm saying. We need to get like a splitter or something.
Suck my dick.
Because it's going back and forth trying to like... What are you talking about? Hey. It's a great idea.
You know what you could do, Terry?
What's that?
If you want a splitter,
buy
get one. Let's try it.
Buy one? Buy a splitter?
A USB-C splitter.
What?
A USB-C splitter.
A USB, USB to USB?
Is that what you're talking about?
Like a Type-C to Type-C, yeah.
You said...
You said you're going to come out and beat my ass. After school. I don't care if your mom was recording. But yeah. What's up, Mike? How you been?
Dude,
okay.
We're getting... I feel like with the introduction of all this new shit, we're like losing the roots a little bit of our podcast.
What do you mean?
Where we just talk shit.
We do talk shit.
I know, but we're trying to like... we're like fumbling around trying to find shit.
But that's the best part. It's live. We're going to do it live.
Yeah.
There's no like... rhyme or rhythm what we're doing. We're just doing it to have fun.
Yeah,
it's not like we planned
That's
anything
tomorrow, and
I got to do more pre-production homework. I'm such a lazy piece of garbage. it's insane.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
You hear that, Terry? We'll do it live.
That's what we do. We do it every time.
That's
we do
what
it
we're
live.
Doing today.
We never.
Fuck it.
Dude, we never prep. That's the the best
we'll
thing about
live.
This. And that's
fuck
why
it.
Some people tell me like it's like it's good. It's that it's just
off the cuff.
It's just there's no rhyme or rhythm of what's going on. And we're just talking shit about whatever. Yo, so last week, you know how we were talking about Alonso getting, he got that penalty, right?
Yeah.
and then later that evening.
Oh yeah, we didn't.
They switched it back, so he got P3 again.
Yeah, last time we recorded, we had thought he is gonna get.
Well, it was saying that he was, like he didn't get it because they started working on it. But in the rules, it doesn't say. They were saying that if you touch it, it's considered working on it. But if I think they said the front jack can touch it, so it can be a placeholder or something like that. I don't really remember how it went down.
Apparently, nothing can touch it, but the back guy touched it or something.
Well, they were saying that
one of the jack guys touched it.
They're usually saying the front jack man touches it most of the time because
it's kind of like to stop the car.
It's
almost
to stop the car. So technically, that's working on the car.
That's debatable.
Well, that's how they're saying it. Is that if anything touched the car?
Yeah. So when the mechanics put their hand up on the car.
Yeah.
They can't even do that. Like
they can't touch any
literally,
of the part of the car.
You have to stop the car on your own. And then once the car stops, clock starts.
The front jack.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
What is the rule? The rule is, I believe, they're
I do,
saying.
Do you do believe or
I do
I believe?
I do believe the rule is. Yeah, so I do believe the rule is the car has to come to a complete stop by itself. Nothing can touch it. Once it comes to a complete stop, the clock starts. Once the 5 seconds hits, then you can touch it. Jack onto the car, hand onto the car, anything.
Yeah.
But literally nothing.
Yeah.
Can touch it.
But they were...
You can't even blow on it.
No.
Like...
They were saying as in... Like
is that the rule? I don't know.
Aston Martin came in with like full force, like showing many other teams touching the car.
Is that how they got to change it back?
Yeah, that's how they got it to switch it.
Like
what they need to do is just change the wording of the rule of only the front jack man can touch the car.
No,
to stop it.
If that's what they want, what they want to allow?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because they were allowing it before. I don't know if they're allowing it or
that's
not,
what I'm
but
saying.
I'm just saying if they...
What
if
do they want? Terry, what do they want?
I don't know what they want.
What do they want?
I'm saying if you're gonna do something like that, you should have... I believe that
You believe or you do believe?
I do believe that the front jack man should be the only one touching the car. Just to be a placeholder. To stop.
In my opinion, if the rule is nothing can touch it, I think it should be nothing. That's what I think. They need to make that clear, but I think that's a better rule.
True, but I mean...
Do F1 cars not have brakes, Terry? It can stop on its own.
It does have brakes.
Exactly.
It can stop on its own. But it helps to have
a... spot that really guides you in.
Yeah, because usually that's what the front jack man's for, is to guide you in.
I see your point. I'm just not sure how I feel about it.
How do you feel about it?
Is there a news tab on YouTube? What the fuck am I doing?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find the news tab so I can play news and we can discuss.
Why are you trying to find news?
Because we're going to discuss the topics of the day.
What are the...
Dude, I started watching. So, obviously, you might be like, oh, you fucking, I told you. It's like, I know.
Oh, really? It's going to be a...
Stop.
It's going to be
Stop.
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know
dude.
Where any of the things are.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Wait, where's it? Oh, dude, we should get like a... Oh, yeah.
Is that what you want to do to me?
Sure, yeah.
So...
It's like a dun, dun. We should get a dun, dun, dun. Or like a breaking news thing. Like...
Oh.
Do, 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 so, do, 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 you know what I'm saying?
A different topic. Yesterday, I was on YouTube.
This is as I told you show moment for Terry, right?
No, that's coming up after this little side thing.
I'm excited.
Yesterday, I was on YouTube, and my recommended was like a live orchestra playing the F1 theme. Dude,
banging!
I'm telling you,
play it, find it, go in your history and find it,
go in your face.
slap
Brian Tyler.
Slap my nuts.
I wish you could see the video because it's cool.
Eventually we'll get up there. I just don't know how to get there, if you know what I'm saying. What are you trying to do? Oh, he's looking around. He's trying to figure it out. The wheels are turning.
We're going to do something.
Wait. Isn't there like a time, like a clock time? Isn't like a chime thing? Isn't like a clock time in there? It's like a, no, it's not. No, that's not it. No, that's definitely not it. No. Oh, there we go. That's it. The crickets. No, I don't want that one. This one. Yep.
Didn't we used to have a wired cable to the TV?
What?
Didn't we used to have like a wired cable to plug into the laptop?
That was the HDMI cord.
Is it the one that's in the Apple TV right now?
Possibly.
Can you pull it out of the back of the Apple TV, please? Do I have the adapter? Probably not.
Not on you.
All right. I really need to do my homework. Because I can't be doing this live. I'm turning this back around, you fucking child.
Turn it around.
No, we won't play the whole thing, but I was just, before I forget, I was, dude, this orchestra, oh my God. So what you're about to watch or listen to, folks, is the F1 theme
song. What about I'm to watch?
Played
to
live listen. By a fucking orchestra. They nailed this. All right, here we go. Or wait, let me give credit. The YouTube channel is called Brian Tyler. Maybe that's this director of this orchestra.
Brian Tyler.
They did this like 4 years ago. It slaps. Watch. This is all an orchestra, people.
Besides the Formula One noises.
Right. Actually, they might even have a thing making that noise. I don't know. Like an instrument. It sounds so rock solid.
Because this is probably the song.
Obviously. I'm just saying they're playing it live and they're nailing it. They got a choir going, oh, 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 oh.
Dude, that guy's...
He's in it.
Dude, he's really into it.
There's so many transitions where he fucking gets hyped.
Dude, I just love how, like, orchestrators are just like, yo, get it! And they're just, like, winging their shit around.
You! Now you!
Yeah.
Now you!
And it's like, you, silence! You go! They have like they're like a wizard up there with a wand. How much do you think those wands cost?
Probably a good one is quite a bit.
But I don't know what it means to have a good one.
I don't know either.
You think Formula One gave him a carbon fiber one?
Oh shit.
Actually, my favorite.
This is like 3.5 minutes long. Don't play the whole thing. We can commentate over it. Folks, again, this is a live orchestra playing this.
We're
this
doing
is
it
fucking
live.
So cool.
We're doing it live like they're doing it live. Dude, this song, if this song doesn't get you hyped, I don't know what does.
Mexican version?
Even though masturbation.
No, the Mexican version.
I thought you said masturbation. I was like, that's kind of weird. I didn't know. You should play the Mexican one. We should have a vote.
Well, we know what's better.
The Mexican one?
But this is just cool because it's like a video showing like how dope this orchestra is.
No, it gets better. The Mexican one is way better.
They nail this.
I never knew this song was this long because we only get like a snippet at the beginning.
Right.
Actually, that's not true. They play it throughout the whole thing until it starts.
Right. At the like pre-shows and shit. Yeah. Like
well, no. Right when they're going down, like right when it starts, mm-hmm. and then it shows you the starting grid. You can hear it in the background a little bit. Oh yeah, next week is a race weekend, but you have to hear it. Nice. You got some white stuff on you. You missed. Ooh, get it. Ooh, yeah. Lick it.
This is the good part. Well, this is the good part. The drop.
So that's the part that they play when they show everybody.
He's getting into it hard. Look at him.
Those guys get paid a lot.
Well, if they're fucking world class like this guy, hell yeah.
Is he world class?
Listen to this orchestra.
Brian Taylor, are you world
Brian
class?
Brian Tyler.
Brian Tyler, are you world class?
Like, the whole fucking group has to be so in sync to nail this, dude. So wild.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bro, come on, man. Like, fuck me, dude. That shit slaps hard.
Are you playing the Mexican version next? Dude, this one slaps
hard. I got like an hour long video. Oh, it's the hour long version of it on repeat. Remember when I found that one?
Yeah. That one's like the best. We're gonna compare. To be honest.
All the credit goes to F1. Don't sue us.
We are not sponsored by them.
We just love you. So please let us play your music because we want to encourage our fans to go listen and pay for F1 and give you all their money.
And watch it. And sponsor us,
CinemataMusic.com. I like this one better. It kind of starts the same, and then it like kicks in with the mariachi band.
It changes like midway through it.
Fuck yeah.
This is way better than the other one, I think, personally. I wish they played this the most. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Have you ever heard, like, the... Have you heard, like, the... there's ones where they do wedding songs of songs that they curate. Hey, hey! If this song does not get you hyped, I just don't know what does. This gives me hype to do anything in life. It makes me go run a mile that I don't want to. What was the...
In the YouTube video, there's a guy in a driver's outfit and helmet, and he puts a sombrero on over the top of his helmet.
No, but there's a guy that I stumbled upon. Remember that site, Stumble Upon? I think it still exists. It's a good site.
You're a good site.
Thanks, man. But where this dude has to mute himself. You want me to?
I don't know.
Tell me when you want me to mute you.
I don't know what to do, folks.
I'll mute you.
I got to buy a new mic arm. This one squeaks too much. I got to spray some WD-40 on it.
Let's buy some new mic arms.
Let's buy a new mic arm.
But there's a guy that does, he takes like songs, like upbeat songs, but turns them into like a wedding song. So you can like look up Formula One wedding song, and he'll play it as a wedding song. Look it up.
Like on your wedding day?
Yeah, like on your wedding day. You know, wedding
Terry,
song.
Terry, I know what I'm doing in the future.
Doing that?
Just F1 wedding song?
Yeah, just look up F1 wedding song. Like, I don't know how the wedding entrance song starts. I really don't know. Let me see. It's like, doo-doo-doo. I don't really know how it goes.
Formula One. There's a short.
That's fine. That works.
Is this what you're thinking? Oh, it sounds great. That's a wedding song.
Yeah.
Right there, there's a little tiny little picture of Lewis Hamilton going like this. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that'd be a dope intro song.
I'm just going to squeak my mic and not give a fuck.
Just do it, man. If you're going to do it, you might as well just...
It gets the people going. Like,
we're going to listen to one song and one song only.
No, we're not playing that. How does that beat go? I love the beat of that song. Is that the same song?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's that gets the people going?
It gets the people. Ball so hard, motherfuckers.
Oh, dude, the song I was thinking of is like a Jay-Z song.
It is a Jay-Z
song. No, but I'm thinking of
a Kanye West Jay-Z song.
I'm thinking of a different.
I can't say the word because it's a bad word.
Oh, in Paris?
Yeah, it's in Paris. I don't want to say it. It's a bad word to say. Don't say it, kids.
I just like the beat.
You can just skip one song,
one song only. Oh, it's the same song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you can look up like the instrumental version so you don't have to hear the lyrics. So I ball so hard, motherfucker, too. You
escape, but that shit cray. So I think I have a different song. Maybe I was.
What song?
I don't remember.
That's inside there. What the fuck are you talking about? Hey, so what was the thing that I'm going to say I told you so on?
Oh, yeah.
I really want to know.
Oh, yeah.
So I can say I told you so.
Well, I wasn't, like, fighting you on it, because you don't. Do not.
My dick is horrible. Can I show you my dick?
So, you finished all of The Last of Us on HBO, right?
I have not.
Oh, interesting. But you, like, started it way before I did.
Correct. I haven't watched the last three episodes.
Okay, so I just started it yesterday, because I was waiting until it was all released.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me, dude.
Oh, shit! I told you so, motherfucker! No,
remember, what did I say at the time? I said, I know, I just choose to wait till all the episodes are released first. But, dude, this show is, like, right in my fucking style of shows that I like that Walking Dead, like, fucking style. Yeah, I love
it's
it, dude.
Such a, I stopped.
I watched like two episodes. I watched one last night and then one this morning.
So the first one is where they leave the city, and the second one is where they go through.
That chick dies at the end.
Yeah,
she blows herself
up. She got bit in the.
Dude, I thought instead of her getting the lighter to go, I thought she was just going to be like, not get it to go, pick up a grenade and just blow the whole place up.
Yeah, I don't know why
grenade.
She would. I don't know why you could just. Yeah.
Right.
For what was really interesting to me was she was like.
She's like, let me make out with this zombie person.
She just starts making out with the zombie person.
Dude, that's fucking wild. Like how it, she just like lets it get in the mouth. Ugh.
Dude, that would be so, dude. I would just kill myself instantly after that. Dude. I'll just pull the plug on the.
I mean, come on. Dude, if that's about to happen to me, I'm fucking going out with a bang. Like, I don't want to feel anything. I want to just die in an instant. I don't want nothing going on with me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
When I watched it, that episode, I was like, this is a little weird that you're just letting this person just, this zombie thing, make out with you.
Well, I think she's just like so terrified that she was like frozen in place.
Well, she was already gonna turn anyways, but, because she already got bit.
But like just standing there, she was like terrified. Like what? If you're terrified and you know you're gonna die, like you might freeze up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, most likely 100% I will.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's just like a wild situation to be in.
Yeah,
like imagine.
Because you don't want to die.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose, like, nobody in the world really wants to die. It's just a natural thing in life that happens. But you tend to freeze up when everything that's, you know, if you're about to take your own life, unless.
Yeah, you either get, it's either fight or flight, right? You get adrenaline, you fucking, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Or
you die.
Or you try to fight. And in her case, it's like, well.
Well, she already
fucked no matter what.
Right, so it's either way, like, just, you know.
But she had to protect them to escape, though, so I understand. Dude, but they did a great job so far. Like, dude, this is what I love about HBO. Like, you watch all these shows on, like, Netflix or these other streamers.
Yeah.
And it's like, the CGI kind of like, kind of cheap, and you can kind of, like, really obviously tell.
Mm-hmm.
HBO does such a good job with it. I applaud them.
Like a cinematic thing.
I applaud HBO for their like the high level of detail they put into their CGI production. Like the way they shoot and do the CGI, 10 out of 10.
But
it makes the show look so good.
There is
I love it.
In one of the episodes, they accidentally did a Starbucks Game of Thrones cup thing.
Oh really?
But it's way worse.
Oh yeah.
This one is
they probably fixed it by now.
If they didn't, then it's still there. But if it's not, it's pretty much like, I'll tell you the scene, but it doesn't have anything to do with what's going on. Well, it does kind of, but it's like a scene of them in like, it's like a zoomed out scene of a bridge and like a walkway towards the bridge and off to the left hand, and it's snowing. And off to the left hand side, there's like a little like, so like T's kind of like this. So one goes to the bridge and one goes to another like trail. You can see like, the camera crew, like, just chilling.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Like, it's a big drone shot, and you can see the camera crew just standing there.
That's fucking unforgivable, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking clean that up and post.
And so, it was really funny to see, because I watched it later that night when I heard about it.
Well, I guarantee, if it was that egregious, they fixed it. and re-uploaded it 100%. 100%.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But I'm not like the original version.
Well, that's the other benefit of waiting is all that little shit that you find occasionally. You don't have to ever fucking, it doesn't ruin the shot or whatever for you. Not that it like
ruined
ruin,
it didn't no, ruin no, the
I know,
show.
I know.
But I mean like that show, the show's good. Like I ended on, like I said, I have 3 more episodes.
There's 9 total, not 10. I learned.
Yeah.
So you've done 6, right?
Yeah, I need to watch the rest. But the reason why I stopped watching it was because I was waiting. But then I also got, like, I indulged myself in Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
So, because...
Is season 3 done yet?
Season 3 is out.
All the episodes?
No. It's, okay. They're doing the stupid one-by-one thing.
That's how Apple does it. That's why I don't... See, that's why I like it, because I can... like, Netflix has a whole season. I'll watch that while I'm waiting for, like, all the HBO or Apple ones to come out before the season's completely released.
But I've been... So, I'm caught up with Ted Lasso. I'm caught up with Hello Tomorrow, that one show I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that.
Which is, it's getting pretty good.
Is it all out?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet. I think...
That's why, like, right now, I'm just not even going into Apple TV Plus and just letting all the episodes premiere so that I can just watch them when they're all out.
I really want to watch, there's a show, I don't know, I forgot, it's like, starts with an S, but what it is...
Succession?
No.
Dude, the final season 4, is about to premiere tonight on
Succession?
HBO.
Succession?
Succession.
Isn't that an HBO show?
HBO, yeah.
No, I wasn't
talking
about
that. The final season is
about on Apple TV.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you haven't seen Succession, there's 3 seasons, and then the 4th one is the last one.
I haven't seen
it. About to come out. Dude, top 3 show of all time. Spoiler alert. Not really.
But, no, it's about people, so they go to work, and...
What show is this?
It's on Apple TV Plus. It's called, hold on.
People go to work. Oh, before you go on that topic, dude, the beginning of the first episode of Last of Us when they're in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they spent some money shooting that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Holy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
It's called Servants.
Oh, I've seen the poster for that, yeah.
Where it's...
they go to work. Oh, wait. Severance or Servants?
Severance.
Yeah.
Severance. Severance. Severance?
Yeah, it's like an office. They're in the office type of thing.
Well, it's like they go to work and they have a work life. And then once they leave work,
they have a
normal life. And they don't know anything about their work life. And they don't know anything. And once they go to work, they don't know anything about their normal
life. That's the one that James was telling me about, how he wanted Apple TV Plus so he could watch it because he heard it was good.
So
he was telling me about the plot.
I really want to watch it. So I heard
Can I watch you watch it?
You can watch me watch it while I watch you watch it if you want to watch it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I heard it's a good show. I think it won an award or something.
There's so many awards now. It's like everything's won a fucking award.
Everybody's getting participation awards.
Yeah.
I mean.
Fuck yeah.
It's whatever though.
Nah, dude. Last of Us.
I'm hyped on it.
And like I said.
Well, I mean.
Like I said, I wasn't pushing back. I was saying, I know. I agree. I'm just waiting. So don't get all up in your high horse. I told you.
I'm not getting off my high horse.
Don't even fucking get a little bit of your high horse. I didn't even. I will fuck you up.
Really?
Yeah, dog.
I didn't even finish it, so I can't even, you know, like, say I told you so, even though I haven't finished it. But everybody should know the story of what it is because of the game.
Yeah, I know the story of the game. I just never played the game.
I really want to play it, but I really don't want to spend, like, $60 on a game, even though it's been out forever, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. I'm trying to find the news tab because I want to like play clips.
For what reasons?
So we can discuss.
Discuss about what?
Like I'll play the clip and then we just tell our opinions.
That sounds like...
Oh, did you see the the cast of Ted Lasso was like at the White House?
No.
All right, I'll play this and we can talk about it.
That's a good show. If you guys never seen that show, Ted Lasso is a great show. But I think I heard that this is the like maybe the final season.
Oh God, they were at the White House to discuss mental health. Dude, this is the thing about like watching videos of like actors in like their real lives when they talk, you're like, oh God. I always remember every time I like listen to an actor talk in like their real genuine personality, I'm like, I should have not turned this on.
Are you sure it's genuine or is this an acting?
Well, no, I think it's like they went to the White House to talk about mental health. I'm sure that's genuine.
Right.
Whenever I turn it on, I'm like, oh, let's see what they have to say. And then you listen to them and you're like, I should have just stuck to the show. here we go. Check in with your neighbor. That's what it's called.
Check in with your neighbor.
I just want to say that on behalf of myself, everyone here with me today, and the numerous other folks that it takes to make our show Ted Lasso, it is sincerely an honor to visit the White House and to have the opportunity to speak to the President and the First Lady about the importance of mental health. So, like, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter who you voted for, we all probably, I assume, we all know someone who has, someone ourselves, actually, that's struggled, that's felt isolated, that's felt anxious, that has felt alone, right? And it's actually one of the many things that believe it or not, that we all have in common as human beings, right? And so,
right.
That means that it's something that we can all, you know, and should talk about with one another when we're feeling that way or when we
Let's talk mental health.
Oh, we're talking about mental health?
Are you ever feeling down, Terry, or depressed? If you're ever feeling sad, don't be scared to reach out.
I mean,
reach out and touch a friend, Terry.
Let me touch you, Mike. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say I have. Yeah. I mean, we all have our ups and downs and everything like that. We all face
moments of sadness.
Yeah.
Or like depression.
Yeah.
You know what cures depression, Terry?
Happiness.
Exercise.
Your inner bitch.
You've been getting ripped?
No.
Been getting shripped.
You've already raped me.
Other app is dog shit. Absolute trash. I'm not using it. I deleted it off my shit.
That's fine.
It's
I don't care.
Absolute garbage. You're like, I'm never gonna win. But I'm just saying, like, for people who are, this is a public service announcement for all the people. For all the folks. So listen, folks, if you're depressed, I've heard, and I've actually experienced this, like on days where you're like, I feel kind of shitty, like sad or almost like down a little bit, and you don't like exercise in the morning.
Yeah.
The whole day is like that shitty feeling. But if you like get out and like get a sweat first thing in the morning, it can really fucking change your day around. Like truly.
I've been thinking of
fucking wild.
I've been thinking about buying a portable.
Don't stop buying things. Just do the work.
No. It has nothing to do with about doing the work. It's about doing something for it.
What are you going to buy, Terry?
I was thinking about buying a portable like polar plunge bath and do polar plunges.
Oh boy, why portable?
I don't know.
Why not just at your house?
So I can have in the back. Where am I going to get a tub? I'm not going to get in a tub.
What do you mean portable?
It's portable.
Like in your car portable?
No, I'm not going to put it in my car.
Then why are you saying portable?
So I can move it.
Okay.
Maybe I don't want to be on the back porch. Maybe I want to be the front yard.
Like semi-portable. But not like when you said portable, I thought like you were going to like bring it everywhere you went or something. Like,
no.
Fuck?
I mean, I could like if you wanted to do a polar plunge, we can both do a polar plunge.
I thought about having a little tub on the side of the house actually.
Because I think that would be helpful.
Apparently it does. It helps you.
It like shocks
your body.
It shocks your immune system and helps you fight off shit.
Yeah.
And it also helps you. I think it helps your breathing too. Like you know your lungs and stuff.
Sure. You know what else helps? Exercise. And you know how much that costs?
Free.
Zero. Fucking do the work, motherfucker.
Are you calling me out? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, you mean I exercise? Not as much, but I do.
You've been riding?
No.
What are we doing? What the fuck are we even doing?
What do you mean?
This is bullshit.
What do you mean is bullshit?
Everything.
What do you mean everything is bullshit?
I thought we were trying to be healthy.
We are.
But you're fucking slacking.
I've been slacking.
Why?
I don't know.
Fucking grow up.
Well, I am grown up.
Put in the work, brother.
Why are you getting mad at me? Now
I'm mad.
Now I'm depressed.
Oh, boy. See, if you exercise, you're going to be depressed. Did you also not reach out to your new workplace?
I haven't done that either.
Dude.
I'm terrible.
What the fuck is going on? Do you need me to, like, text you every morning to fucking, like, encourage you to do shit?
No. Will you do it if I don't? I might. I will. I think I just need to write it. Maybe I'll write it before I leave.
I'm going to wake up and exercise and shit?
Possibly.
You have 4 days a week where you're not working.
Yeah,
it's prime time.
I've been working, like...
99 with Alex Stein. Have you seen that guy?
No.
He's fucking wild.
I've been working for like 4 days a week this week. Like the last three weeks.
Yeah.
Every single week
you do that?
No, it's usually supposed to be every other week, but I've been working 4 days a week and it's just been...
Shitty?
I mean, working 12s is not fun.
I imagine it's dog shit.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's dog shit.
Because I'm at work for 12 and a half hours.
All day.
I'm at work at 12 and a half
all
hours.
All day.
And then I go home and I'm up for like 2 hours and I go sleep. Because I have to. If I don't, I'm just a fucking mutant.
Yeah, dog.
But I mean.
So this is an excuse you're giving me?
I wouldn't say it's an excuse. Are you saying it is an excuse?
Why you wait to tell it to me after I roasted you for not working out?
What are you talking about?
I've been working 4 days a week and 12 hours and I'm tired.
Why didn't you bring it up
beforehand?
What do you mean?
That's what an excuse is, Terry.
You never asked.
So if it
Do I have to tell you everything about my life?
No.
I can. If you want me to. You just have to ask the question.
If it weren't for
tell
the...
Tell me, bitch!
If it weren't for
do
the 4 days
a
week...
Do you want me to answer your questions?
No.
Ask any question. I'll answer it. Go.
How many weeks do you work 4 days a week?
Every other week. But this month I worked like 3 weeks in a row.
So 4 days, 12 hours?
No. I mean, they're like half days, but it still takes a toll.
So the fourth day is a six-hour day?
Yeah, kind of.
Damn.
Any other questions you have?
So you can't work out in the morning before you go to work?
Unless I want to wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't want to.
What time do you start work?
7, 6, 8, 8.
Wow. You have to wake up at 4. We have a 5.
I don't want to wake up at 5. I'm so exhausted.
Damn. Wild.
Any other questions you have for me that I can tell to the whole world right now? Go. Ask them.
Well, apparently you've got good excuses for why you're not working out, I guess.
You got any more?
So why not work out the 3 days you're not?
I try to.
But it
just doesn't work. My mind is...
How do you try? Let's just be a bitch today.
Exactly.
And you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Damn.
I just accept the bitchness.
Why don't you like force your mind, tell your
I did do it last week.
You need a strong mind. Your mind tell your body don't be a bitch.
I think I did it last week on Tuesday. I did one on Tuesday last week.
Cool. Do it more.
I'm trying.
Are you?
No.
Then why are you lying?
I'm not lying.
You just said you
I'm trying, but it's not working. Right. There's a difference between me...
I'll set reminders every morning to text you and say, hey, bitch, don't be a bitch.
Instead of me saying I'm...
I got bitch this time. Find another video.
I'm not saying like... It's like a mind over matter kind of thing where I just need to do it, but a part of me is just like, Like, do I feel healthy and comfortable in my body? Yes. Do I want to lose weight? Yes. But if I lose any more weight that I have, I'm going to look anorexic.
Oh, stop.
It's true.
You will not.
Yes, I will.
How much do you weigh?
How much do you think I weigh?
180.
Yeah, close enough.
85?
Yeah.
Dude, if you lose weight, you're 5'8".
Yeah.
You could be a buck 50 and be super healthy.
Yeah,
you would not look anorexic at a buck 50 or a buck 60.
I can also weigh 185.
I'm a buck 40. I'm not anorexic.
I'm not saying we're anorexic. I'm just saying.
But you just said if I lose any weight, I'll be like anorexic. I'm like, that's a lie.
I would look
good.
I feel good.
Look good, feel good. Work hard, play hard.
Sun's out, guns out.
Scared money don't make money.
Scared money don't make money. But I mean, I feel fine.
You could feel better.
Oh, there's crickets now.
Dude, we both had that thought at the exact same second.
We both look at each other like we're about to like hit the button, but we both like stop doing it. I don't know. I think in a way, I mean, like I want to be healthy. I feel healthy.
You want to be healthy. You feel healthy.
Oh my
so you're
God.
Good. You're healthy. You
yeah,
feel
I'm
healthy.
Fine. I'm fine.
So don't do any work.
Like
then.
I don't need to do.
Don't work out. You're fine. You feel healthy. If you feel healthy and perfect, then don't do anything.
I don't feel perfect. No one's perfect.
But you feel healthy?
I feel healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like I take care of my temple.
It just seems like you're trying to like make excuses.
I'm not.
And not everybody. I mean, all I'm saying is obviously you don't have to like exercise. I'm just saying, dude, it feels good. You feel good.
Don't get me wrong. It does make me feel good after I do it. But it's just like I wouldn't say the time and the effort. It's just the me saying to my body, let's go do it.
Don't give yourself the out. Don't let yourself make excuses.
Is this an intervention now?
No. Just like make a commitment to yourself and follow through on it.
I remember.
And just do it.
Just do it.
Make a commitment and say, I'm going to do this. Write it down. Say, here's what I'm going to do these days.
Yeah.
Get a sheet of paper, like a little whiteboard, and say, on Monday, I'm off work, so I'm going to wake up at this time. I'm going to do this for this long.
I got plans on Monday.
Tuesday.
I don't have any plans on Tuesday.
Write it down. And that way, when you get up and you look at it, you're like, oh, shit, I'm feeling like a bitch. I don't want to do it. Oh, it's looking at me right there. I wrote it down.
What if I just put it in my phone as a reminder?
It's got to be like on something that you can see.
It's on my phone.
Without pulling up your phone. It's got to be blaring in your face. These are just ideas on how you can help. I'm not saying it'll work. I'm just saying it's a decent way to go.
Just writing stuff down?
Yeah. Writing it down forces you to kind of...
I mean, I've written some stuff down before.
All right. You're just worming your way out of everything I say.
What do you mean?
I want you to say, I will commit to myself and force myself to be healthier and exercise more. Regularly.
But you're forcing me to do something that I may or may not believe
I'm not
in.
Forcing you to shit. I'm saying I want you to force yourself to do it. And if you do, great. If you don't, great.
But what do you want from me? Because I
want you to be happy, healthy. I want you to be happy and healthy.
I value your opinion.
I want you to be happy and healthy.
Because we've been best friends for like...
I want you to be happy and healthy and able to do this podcast.
A decade plus.
I want you to be happy, healthy, have a different job, and be able to record this podcast on Friday afternoons. Terry, this is what I want from you. And if I had to pick an order of things that I cared about the most, it would be recording this podcast Friday afternoons after work.
I need to find a Monday through Friday job.
Because then we could drink more.
Is that all you want to do with me is drink?
Our podcast could be so much more fun if we were getting lit.
You could still drink.
It's
you just don't
want to
feel. You don't want to feel like drinking at noon.
I haven't. I don't. Yeah, I'm trying not to drink so early in the day.
Why not?
I didn't drink any yesterday.
Are you proud of yourself? You want an award?
Yeah, because I told myself I wasn't going to, and I followed through. I made a commitment, and I met it.
We also did Sober October.
Dude, that was fucking wild. Imagine.
I mean, we both committed not to do any drinking.
Yeah, but that was harder for me to do than you to commit to.
True, because I don't drink that much.
Next time we should do a workout challenge. And if you don't work out, you will know you're being a bitch and you bitched out of a commitment you made.
But are we going to... Should we start...
Let's do sober... April. Sober April. No, I'm going on a cruise at the end of April. I'm not doing that.
You mean workout? Like
yeah,
a workout month?
No, sober May. And what we do is no drinking and exercising.
No drinking and exercising?
Yeah, that's what Sober October is supposed to be. No drinking, and then you make a commitment to like do certain
right.
athletic things.
You commit yourself to doing Correct. Something.
We shouldn't wait till October.
Am I down for this?
Who knows?
Who knows? I guess it would just the time will only come, right?
Time will only come? The fuck is this dude saying? Oh, I found the news tab. It was way down at the bottom.
Right where it should be.
Everything in the news is so depressing.
Why would you want to talk about something in like the news or something like that? We just
did. You hear they're trying to ban TikTok?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just owned by the Chinese. That's all it is.
You're not a user though. We're both not users.
I don't use TikTok.
We don't have a big opinion about it.
So I don't really have. Oh hey, how you doing?
As far as I'm concerned. I don't really see the difference between TikTok and like Facebook and Instagram. Well, they're all stealing your information.
Everybody's stealing everybody's information these days.
So I don't really understand why they're trying to ban just TikTok.
I think it's just because it's owned by it's got too out of hand.
They want American companies to steal your shit.
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah, they just want America to steal your shit, not the Chinese.
America.
But I mean, I don't know if they have like a way. I think they're more or less likely, or not likely, but more or less like to monetize it or something like that.
Yeah, they want American companies getting that money.
Well, they want to monetize it for...
Well, what company is like doing the best right now? TikTok. TikTok's getting all the money.
For social media-wise, yes.
That's what I mean. They're getting all the ad money because all the eyes are on TikTok because right now.
Because
American companies ain't about that, so they're probably lobbying Congress to ban TikTok. That's probably what's happening.
Probably.
Because they're not getting as much money.
No.
And they're like, we ain't trying to like do cool
because
shit.
Because once TikTok came out, like everybody started doing those... Like you got Google's... You got YouTube Shorts. You got Instagram's Reels. Like, you got all that shit. Like, everybody integrated something of a TikTok-themed-wise thing.
Here you go. U.S. representatives grill TikTok CEO. Stay tuned, folks.
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
I don't think the spying is the right way to describe it. This is ultimately...
We can differ on
this
that.
This is ultimately...
Does ByteDance spy on American citizens? I wouldn't use the word spy.
An internal
any TikTok.
Has TikTok at any time fed precise GPS information collected from U.S. users into algorithms to serve user ads? Yes or no?
So, I will need to check on the details.
The thing is that...
Define track. Define GPS.
The thing is, the GPS thing is on you.
It's on everything, though.
It's like, on
that Congress lady who asked that question is a dumb bitch because
in a way,
every app tracks you GPS wise.
You could turn it off.
You can, but they still track you.
They still track you, but when you're in it, like there's options on the phone that says only track me while I'm using it.
Right.
But your phone, you're literally what you have in your hand. Everybody has a phone, someone out there. Like 10 out of 10, someone's going to have a phone on them. Your phone is literally a GPS.
Well, and most people don't, like most, I'll say normies, like not everybody is, and I'm not even on the far end of the spectrum when it comes to privacy, but like some people don't even, like someone like your parents who just like want the simplicity and ease of use of a product. So they're not going in and managing permissions. Like, I want this app to have my location this time and not this time, or I want this one never to have it. Like,
yeah,
they're just saying, go, 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 go. Easy, easy, easy.
Yeah.
Download.
Yeah, I was talking to my aunt.
So everything's tracking everybody.
I was talking to my aunt when I was getting my haircut, and she was saying that my uncle...
You have a bald spot? Sorry, that was
that's
low.
Really rough, man. No, it's more like a yeah, that's what it is. I'm moping over here because my bald spot in the
Go
back
ahead,
of my head.
Finish
no, what I comment. What we were talking about is like he would get these spam
calls and texts and shit,
like bloatware shit. And I'm like, well, does he can
people have like that are older too will like click on those links and shit, which is bad. Is that what you're talking about?
Kind of like that, but also with like apps and stuff, like where you download. And they send notifications like left and right.
Oh yeah, here's another thing. Sometimes I'll see people who they don't manage anything. It's just the standard settings.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers have notifications turned on for like everything. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Like, first thing I do when I do anything is notifications are off by default on everything.
Oh yeah, most
every single app.
Unless
notifications are off.
Unless it's like. Important stuff like phone calls or text messages,
correct.
Or something like that,
but
along those lines.
As a rule, on my phone, everything has notifications turned off. I don't want to hear about your bullshit popping up on my phone. I don't want it. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Or it's like the YouTube thing when it's like, subscribe and hit that bell because the bell will like notify you when they post a video.
Mm-hmm.
Are you out of your fucking mind? I do not want to be dinged every time you think it's cool to upload a video. I will find your content when I want to consume it, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean...
That is so fucking wild.
I mean, in a way, we haven't pushed any of our, you know, our podcast to... Mine's just been like a word-to-mouth thing, not a...
Word-of-mouth?
Yeah, mine's just been telling people. And I think that's how we've gotten where we're at so far.
What are you getting at here, buddy? I'm lost.
Well, I'm saying as in your thing is as in like like and subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified.
Oh, I think, that's annoying.
We don't do that.
Yeah, because it's annoying. Now let's finish this video.
Because we do not currently collect that. So I need to check on the details.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a yes there.
When am I going to get paid for the data you're getting from my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors? I think that's the only way to get your attention is talk about the money you're making, and maybe that'll get you all to do what you're supposed to do.
I respect and understand your opinion. the vast majority of our users have a great experience. I sent a video recently as well. I got hundreds of thousands of comments.
But what am I getting? It's a great experience.
You're getting entertainment. That's what TikTok is all about, is getting entertainment. TikTok is like an entertainment social media platform where you can just, like, I wouldn't say it's like the Wild Wild West, but you can definitely just do mostly anything without, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like policies and guidelines or whatever that.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
That's all right. You're just focusing on this thing, are you?
No, I'm just trying to find something else.
Oh, so we're done with talking about TikTok now.
Yeah. Well, I can say one last thing. I have family members who have TikToks and use TikTok.
Yeah, I have friends and I got all
and
that.
And it's like I don't really understand it. And maybe I'm not a normal person, like a normal person who doesn't think about some of this stuff. Like obviously I think about like what's tracking me and all this shit a little bit at least.
Yeah.
But I would never. Well, granted, I don't even have Facebook on my phone or Instagram anymore, but I would never download TikTok onto my phone. Like, people that I know in my family just use this shit, and it's like, they don't care. I would never download this onto my phone, ever.
I think it's more of a, it's more of a, like a content thing where if you...
Well, it's a society, it's cool in society right now, and no one cares about fucking the implications of it. They're like, oh, let's make dancing videos.
Well, it's like being on YouTube and consuming videos that you enjoy watching, but they're just in a short reel.
Yeah, get a longer attention span. Like, fuck.
Our attention spans are not that long.
They're like 15 seconds long.
They're like goldfish.
I want to fucking delete all the shorts on YouTube. I hate that they're like popping up everywhere in my shit.
You can just...
Like my sub box.
You can just mute the
tab.
Half
of them are fucking...
You just mute the tab.
Mute the tab?
Yeah, you can mute the tab with shorts, but it just comes back every 30... Like,
yeah, that's bullshit.
It comes back every 30 days. I mean, it's not a... I mean...
In the settings, you just go to mute?
Well, no, it'll pop... You know how like on the...
How did Pat come up with...
So like I click the shorts tab and it auto starts playing.
Yeah, that's what it's there.
I don't want that.
That's what it's there for.
I hate that. How do I make it go away?
There should be on the home screen where it says it'll show like a little like, you know, like box thing that says shorts. There's a little X that you can hit and it'll disappear.
Oh, but.
But it doesn't mean that
it just says
the
not
people that
you say not interested. Yeah. Shelf will be hidden for 30 days.
Yes.
I want it to go away forever though.
Yeah, I don't know how to get it rid of
it. Does
forever.
It go away on the phone?
Or
do you have to do it on the phone too and hide it?
I don't know, to be honest with you. But I mean.
Oh, wait.
It doesn't. I mean. The people that you subscribe to could have shorts.
That everyone's posting shorts. People you subscribe to and people who you don't subscribe to. So like my sub box is half shorts. And sometimes I accidentally click on them. And I'm fucking mad because I don't want to encourage it by giving them views.
But you still watch their videos though. That's still encouraging.
Yeah, but if I want to watch a video on YouTube, I want to actually take the time to watch the video. I want to watch a 10-minute video. I don't want to watch a 15-second clip of it.
Hear me out. We just played a clip of... A cat, like a voiceover of a
cat. No, not we. You.
Oh, that's me. Yes, okay.
You played a clip.
That's
hella
funny,
cat.
Though. You said.
Oh.
But what I'm saying.
There's a giant zit on that lady's shoulder.
That is disgusting.
It's wild.
That's not a zit.
Here's it.
That's a fucking spider bite or something. She's going to turn into venom.
Spider-Man. I don't have a shorts tab. Oh, there it is. But see, it's like right here. But I can't, it just says view all. I can't like get rid of it.
You hit the three dots and see what happens.
Help and feedback.
Tell them not to have it.
There's like no way for me to get rid of this.
I don't know, man.
It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. Like there's not an option for this is absolute cancer. Don't ever show it to me. I pay for YouTube. How is it that they don't give me an option to say, fucking stop sending me this shit?
Because they want to force it down your throat.
I will continue to pay no matter what. I don't want this trash. Dude, imagine if they like actually understood their users. Like for like me, did they? Because I am less likely to continue paying for YouTube with shorts popping up all the time. They're risking me paying them money by doing this.
You're just, dude. There,
it's fucking wild.
There's probably thousands of people that are paying for YouTube Premium or whatever like that, and you just leaving is not that big of a deal.
I know, but
it's not going to hurt their income or anything.
Yeah,
but I mean, nobody wants to listen to, unless it gets to a point, a boiling point where nobody's using the product, they're not going to change it. Just one person leaving.
Yeah, they got to lose a shit ton of money before they think about
changing
it.
They got to lose like half their subscribers because of there's no way to just mute the shorts or whatever they have,
or they need like a fuck ton of people to like go submit feedback and say we want an option to not see shorts.
The thing is it's mostly the masses. If you get the masses to do it,
well,
then there's change.
Most people don't pay for YouTube, and so the way YouTube makes money off of them is them watching ads. And the way to do that is to have them watch short after short after short. So it's not a good chance that they get rid of
but
it.
But I believe on shorts there's no ads unless you every now and then that maybe so often
money?
Every so often there will be an
not
ad.
Not on
there,
every single video.
But not on every single video.
Yeah.
But like for me, I don't have YouTube Premium. I just have a YouTube Enhancer, which is just an extension, which you can just block the ads. So I never pay for it. But it's only on
PC.
Well, no, it's on any web browser that you use, but it won't be on like an app based on Apple TV or your Roku or your Chromecast or whatever you got.
And the vast majority of how I watch YouTube is on my Apple TV or on the app on the phone. So like,
yeah,
and I don't want to watch ads.
I indulge in my YouTube watching is on my computer or my MacBook or anything, but. Yeah.
What else?
I don't know. You tell me. We're doing it live.
Did you see Bert put out a new special on Netflix?
I've seen it. I've seen it. No, I haven't seen it.
I watched it.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. I heard it's pretty funny.
It's, I think, quite a bit funnier than anything he's done before.
What was it? What was the other one that he did before that?
Well, he's had multiple.
No, the other one on Netflix that he did before. Wasn't it?
He has multiple, though. Secret Time.
It was Secret Time. The last one he did was Secret Time.
Okay.
This one is, I don't know what it's called.
Razzle Dazzle.
I heard it's pretty funny.
It's great.
I really want to watch it.
It's great.
I probably should watch it. I like Bert Kreischer. I think he's funny. I also like when he says this. It's my favorite thing.
My dick is horrible. Can I show you my dick?
That's my favorite part about him.
He didn't say that exact thing in the show, but he did talk about how his daughters saw his like asshole and dick. And shit.
I feel like I can relate to Bert in a way where I just, you know, I'm just the type of person that wants to have a lot of fun and shit, and just I can segue really hard into things. But Mike, would you be willing?
My dick is horrible. Can I show you my dick?
You down?
Would I be willing to show you my dick?
Yeah.
You're fucking weird.
No, that's weird. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. You know, I thought I had to shit earlier in this podcast. And now I don't have to shit at all.
Nah, it just went away.
And no, it didn't just go away. It's been gone away.
Oh.
It was like that feeling where you knew you're about to fucking
so
put out a little chocolate ice cream cone. Oh. Some fucking, you know.
Oh, with... Oh, like you're doing like a Wendy's Frosty kind of soft serve.
You got it. That's right.
Going on over down there.
Yep.
Huh.
I think that's a healthy poo, isn't it?
I don't know. Dude, I don't know.
Because it's nice and dense and it sinks. I think that's a healthy poo.
I don't know. I was reading something
not too
about
hard, not too
snot
soft.
Snot
colors?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay.
It's kind of gross. I'm not into gross shit. Like, I really would like to avoid these things. Like, I could go my life without getting into these topics,
but we're going to get into this topic.
I don't
maybe
want to though. snot colors.
Yeah, snot colors.
Like what the different color means for like how healthy you are or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like
if my snot's like mainly clear white.
That means you're healthy. You're fine.
Hell yeah.
And then like I believe green is
green.
Yeah, there's green.
Ugh, I've had like a yellow tint sometimes.
Yellow tint means you have like a you're a little like you're sick.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I've been sick before.
And then green means like you're sick and your body's fighting something.
Oh.
I think green. I've had green before.
When you're like hella sick and
when
it's
you're
like,
sick. It's okay, we're done with that. I'm getting sick. Like what? I'm about to throw up.
Who do you think's gonna win this match?
FaZe.
I think they're gonna win this map.
Yes.
Na'Vi smoked them on this map. And they came back and won 2-1 after they lost first map against Na'Vi.
I believe that.
I do believe.
I do believe that they will win. I do believe that they will win.
I do believe that they will win.
But
dink. He's dinked.
He's dinked. Still dinked. Dinked. Oh yeah, CS2 came out for beta.
Tell me about it.
I think it looks very interesting. I feel that the new engine that they're gonna be playing on will be a better experience for the user.
It'll definitely be more visually appealing.
Oh, definitely. The visuals are really nice. I'm trying to get into the beta, but it's not working out for me. So I didn't really play.
Can you pay to get in?
No.
That sucks. Would you?
Yes.
How much? Like $10?
Maybe, yeah. I'd spend $10 to be a part of the beta. But I believe they took out Dust 2 just to put it on that. That's the reason why they did it.
Oh, they're not playing Dust 2 in CSGO
right now?
Dust 2
is not in the active pool.
This one instead?
The active competitive
pool. You know,
this
map kind of grows on me a little bit. Ancient?
Ancient?
I don't hate it.
With Ancient, like when it first came out, it was not that great.
Is there a different one that's kind of new?
Anubis?
Yeah, I don't like Anubis.
Anubis is,
but I like kind of like
Anubis
this one grows
is more appealing to me than
is it than this one
ancient.
Okay.
With Anubis, it's kind of weird because there's a lot of different like angles and shit, and more of a it's kind of like a four laner instead of a three lane. But when Anubis first came out, or not Anubis, but when Ancient first came out, it was a terrible map. Like, legitimately a terrible map.
When this one came out?
Mm-hmm. It was a terrible map.
Just because people didn't know how to play it, or what?
Well, when any new map in CSGO comes out, when
it looks awkward because, like, no one knows how to play it. Yeah.
No one knows how to play it. No one knows the callouts. No one knows anything about it. So, like, when you play on a third party or you play on CSGO's thing, God, he just walked out and did not look.
Dude, Robs is fucking nasty.
That's why he's a.
He's been hitting hella
world
like headshots,
champion.
Dude. He's been
he's
fucking.
Gonna die.
He gets him.
Oh, get it. He's gonna die. Oh, get around him. Get around him. Get around him. Dude. Oh shit! 1v2 clutch.
He wins this.
Oh, Hobbit!
Damn, on the walkout.
But I. When any new map replaces an old map in the community, the like competitive like pool, not a lot of people like to play it because nobody knows how to play it. But once they start playing it more, you know, Valve does take it into consideration of how the game is playing, like if it's a CT side or a T-sided map, and I believe right now Ancient is a very CT-sided map, but I'm not really sure, so I really don't know the statistics.
Na'Vi got like 12 rounds on the T-side in its face. They smashed them, but they were just like on one though, so I don't know if it's because the map is T-sided or not.
But I don't know. I mean, I play this map sometimes.
I think I get lost. I think it's aesthetically appealing.
I'm telling you.
The colors and the geography of it, I think it's cool.
I'm telling you, when I play this map, I'm lost.
Like, you don't know the routes and like where you are all the
time?
Like,
I know some callouts, but I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. I know there's Donut, where number 6 is.
Mm-hmm.
That's Donut. Yeah. There's Mid, where 1 is. I don't know. That's pretty much it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I don't really know anymore. Like, I don't really like playing Vertigo either. I don't like Vertigo. I think it's a stupid map.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, when that map came out, also, that it map's was a very CT-sided map, that, and it's still a CT-sided
map. That map has also kind of grown on me a little bit.
God, you're a bitch.
Yeah. But I love a good fucking, you know...
Fucking?
Game of Mirage or, you know, whatever.
Don't we... Dude, everybody's sick and tired of Mirage.
No, I'm not. I like it.
I'm so tired of Mirage. That map has been played so much. It's never been pulled out of the...
Gotten upgraded.
It's never been updated. The only thing they updated it was they put the bench, I believe. God, they are getting smoked right now.
All right, this is boring for the people listening. Probably.
We're not talking about anything. We're just commentating on this.
We're doing a live com over a tourney. Tourney
versus
Bernie.
Cloud9 right now.
Dude, these BO5s, like, if they. Like go four or five maps long. It's all day long.
They're insanely long. That's so like an long. Hour.
Each map?
Hour plus, at least.
More than an hour for
like
a map.
Like 90 minutes, at least 90 minutes for each
not
map.
At least. Like $1.10, $1.20 maybe.
Depending on how far it goes, it can be an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm sure they
Trust
can
me,
be.
I've had my time.
No, they can be, but they're not always.
Not always. I've seen some matches be done in like 45 minutes.
Exactly. But you got to like take a break between the map because they're so long. I took a piss break after each map.
Take a poo-poo break.
That guy's got a stack of beers.
He's trying to figure out how to stack it. But what's going on with you, bro?
Can I take a quick break?
No.
Imagine like you thinking that you have an option in this. We'll be right back, folks. Well, hello.
And we're back. Because Mike wanted to take a break for no reason.
You paid too.
Yeah, that's
true. Don't put this all on me.
I'm not putting it all on you. I'm just saying that
it was a shared...
It was a shared pee moment. What the hell is all this?
Oh. Yeah, put it back. That's like the... Well, I kind of redid how my quad lock mount is on my orange bike. And I took some of that stuff off that I didn't want on there.
Oh, yeah. I need to put that.
Dude, I rode my orange bike to work one day last week. Mm-hmm. And then I took it out yesterday because it was kind of like sunny days. I'm trying to only ride it when it's nicer out. But, dude, I fucking love that bike.
Are you ripping it?
Hell yeah. I'm throwing it sideways. I'm getting lit, brother.
I took my bike out for a spin.
Oh, hell yeah.
But
recently?
Recently.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I haven't. I didn't ride it out on the main streets because my tabs are expired, like hella expired. And I don't...
Wait, you don't just like always renew your tabs when they expire?
No.
Oh my God.
Not
Why
with my
not?
Bike.
Oh, I guess since you don't ride it.
I don't really ride it that often. But I mean,
you still have to pay once a year if you want to ride it every summer.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to ride it in the winter.
I know, but you have to pay every year no matter what.
Correct.
So why put it off?
Like I said, I'm not like my tabs expire in September.
So you're gonna like renew them soon so that they're good.
I'm gonna renew them like later this week because I have to renew my tabs for my car anyways. Mm. So I just might as well just pay for both of them at the same time. Dude, tabs are expensive.
Yeah, they went up. They used to be like 63. Now they're like 78.
They're like 78 bucks. Uh-huh, yeah. That's like a $15 like increase.
Yeah.
For me to drive on a road.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know. I forgot when they went up, but I was like, oh, motherfucker.
And it's the same price for your motorcycle, correct. Even though it's like
you're right,
less weight.
Is, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is up with that?
I just redid my car and then I just redid my Tiger. So yeah, I got hit double whammy just recently. I know.
It's so insane how much you spend on just to drive on the road.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like, why is a motorcycle the same price? It's not doing the same amount of damage to the road as a car.
No.
It's lighter. It's less impact on the road. Like, why do you have to pay the same amount? I don't understand that.
Just because it's dangerous.
Well, the whole point of it is to pay for the, like, the wear and tear on the roads and things of that nature.
There's the gold bars.
Wait, the prize is gold bars?
Yeah, I think those are... Yeah, it's gold bars.
That's stupid.
And I think it's real gold too. It's not fake.
No, it's not. That's not solid gold.
It's solid gold.
Do you know how much one of those would be if it was solid gold? How much that'd be worth?
Way too much money.
A fuck ton of money.
Too. It'd be like millions and millions of dollars.
How many ounces do you think that is?
How many ounces? How many ounces are? Look it up. Oh, I'll look it up. How many ounces are in a brick of gold?
Well, it depends on the size of the brick, but an ounce of gold is like $20,000, I think, isn't it? Something like that.
How many ounces in a brick of shit? I can't type. I'm bad. A gold bar?
Like a typical gold bar.
400 ounces. I got 400 ounces and 400 mouses. Yeah, 400 ounces. So how much would that be?
Oh, I'm dumb. I was up by a factor of 10. It's like close to $2,000 per ounce of gold.
So $400,000. So 400 ounces is...
It's 400 times 2,000. What's 4 times 2?
8.
Add a 0.
100.
80,000. Damn you, Terry.
You said add a zero, and I did
to 1,000. Add a zero to 1,000.
So $80,000 for 400 ounces, a 4 ounce of a bar. That could be real.
Yeah, they just pay in gold.
They just pay you in gold. But also, you cement your
current gold spot price is $1,982 for an ounce of gold.
Oh, they're hugging it out.
Is that his girl?
Maybe.
Or his mom?
Both.
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding. That'd be a little bit weird. No, so it's probably his girlfriend or something.
Oh, well, they're kissing.
So oh that's, yeah, that's girlfriend.
That's his mom. So he's sad. He's so happy because that's his second Grand Slam. That's pretty cool.
That's his second Grand Slam. He's the only person to do two Grand Slams.
Literally the only person.
Two
different teams.
He's the only. Yeah.
Didn't Astralis team win two or something?
Yeah, but it took Astralis a little bit longer. And then Liquid did it the fastest. And they were supposed to win the grand. Or the. What do you call it? The.
Oh, yeah. I was off by a factor of zero. It's $800,000. I'm stupid.
So I'm the stupid one for saying eight. And then you're the stupider one.
What did you say, 400?
I said it's 400 ounces for a gold bar.
I was thinking 40. That's why I thought that.
400 ounces is a standard of a gold bar.
400 would be $800,000 per bar.
So
that's not real gold.
We're gonna segue from gold and ounces and shit like that.
Do you have another topic?
I recently talked.
Are you recording?
Yeah. I recently talked.
Bang it out.
I recently talked to Brad.
Your mom?
No.
I just love talking shit.
I recently talked to Brad to see if he was willing to go to Austin with us, if he wanted to go. And he said yes.
Yeah?
So if we get the crew together, it'd be us four.
I still don't know why they want to go. The most of the time, we're not going to be hanging out with them.
It's only 3 days.
That's the whole trip, Terry.
Nah. It's not really the whole trip.
I wouldn't want to go if I couldn't hang out with the boys.
We would hang out. I mean, we don't have to be at the track until... Like, if you really want to watch free practice and be there all day...
Terry, we're going to be there 3 days no matter what.
Are we?
Yeah, because Friday's qualifying. Saturday is sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday is race.
I forgot it. It's a sprint.
Even without the practice sessions, we're going to be there 3 days. So, like, most of the time, it's not going to be hanging out.
I mean, you and
make
I...
sure if anybody actually wants to come, make sure they understand that. Unless they want to, like, buy a crazy expensive ticket to the race late.
Well, I mean, I was saying if they wanted to go to the race on Sunday, they can just probably buy a cheap ticket for, like, a GA.
Yeah, if they can get one.
They're, like, only $100. I'm pretty sure they'll be, like, $130 when...
You want to wait that long and risk it?
The race is not until, like, 2.
I wouldn't want to plan a fucking trip on maybe I'll get a ticket. And if I don't, then I'm just going to be by myself.
I don't think that they're planning to buy a ticket, but I'm pretty sure they can figure out anything they want to do without us.
But that's lame. It's not, we don't get to hang out with them and they don't get to hang out with us. That sucks.
We'll get to hang out in the middle of the night.
But that's late stupid. At night. I don't know, man.
That'd be fun,
dude. Is that kind of gay and lame?
Like, the whole point is to go to hang out, and then it's like half the time we're at the fucking race.
That's not gay.
I wouldn't like. I wouldn't pay to go on a trip if I wasn't going to actually be able to hang out with people I'm going on a trip with.
They get to hang out with James. They can James and Brad will hang out and probably go to like bars and shit.
But that sucks because like we don't get to hang out with everybody. Like if we want to hang out, we should just go on the trip like and do shit instead of like.
The thing is that we are hanging out.
No, but like we should if we want to do that, let's do that. But like not on the same as the race trip. That way we can all hang out together.
Yeah, but
we
still have later in the night.
Or we fly down Thursday and then we extend our trip and they fly down like Sunday night. And so we go to the race the first 3 days and then like we stay for a bunch more days so that we can do shit those days with the boys.
I would have to take like, 2 weeks off.
That's an idea, Jerry. So we can hang out with the boys.
I would have to take out like 2 weeks off.
Then we can do shit with them and like do shit and like go to fucking Houston and shit with the boys.
Dude, that'd be a long stay. I would get so bored.
It'd be like a week, Thursday to Thursday.
Thursday to Thursday?
Yeah.
So we're going to...
I don't mean we like be there for like 2 weeks straight.
I would have to take 2 weeks off.
No.
Yes.
You could take 1 week off and then like part of another week off. Because you could fly back like Thursday. And so then you could work Friday.
Would I want to? No.
Damn, why are you a bitch?
I'm not a bitch. I'm just being...
Grow up.
I'm being like strategic here. That's not the word I wanted to use. I'm being logical. That's the word.
So if you only want to take 1 week off, we fly down the Monday before the race.
Monday before the race? What?
We leave earlier.
We leave Thursday.
We leave Monday.
Huh?
And we fly back Wednesday the following week to maximize the time, and you'll have to take 1 week of work off. You've tracking with me, brother?
No, not following.
Really?
Not at all.
So we fly. We leave Monday.
Like the week of the race weekend.
Correct.
Okay.
And then we're down there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thursday. Friday.
Race starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But that's your work days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then after the race is over, we stay there Monday, Tuesday, fly back Wednesday, and you can work Thursday. So you take 1 week of work off. It's not rocket science, Terry.
No, it's not. But I'm down with that.
Oh, dear.
We can leave Sunday night or Sunday afternoon.
Then the awkward part is like the boys hang out. We hang out with the boys. And then like before the days before the race. And then we have more. My point is if they actually want to come hang out, that way we would have more days to actually do shit. And it wouldn't be just like one day to do shit with them.
Do they have a Six Flags down there?
Now you're thinking. Yes.
I'm down to hit an amusement park.
Let the hate flow through you.
It's not dark. It's not...
Let the darkness in, Terry. Let the darkness in.
That's the plan. Actually, they do have a Six Flags in a... It's like a really big one. But James is too like thick to... Terry, we've learned this already. That James is not a good candidate to go to like parks like that. And then you might get a little silly.
Well,
I've also learned that.
Well, I mean, I just have to, you know, probably try a different over-the-counter vertigo motion sickness thing.
I'm not taking you to theme park again.
Why not?
Because it's a fucking
the
downer.
The only theme park that happens
to be... It's a fucking downer, Terry.
What are you talking about?
We went to a mildly aggressive theme park. Not even that aggressive. If you want to go to a Six Flags, it's going to rip your face. Like, compared to Universal, a Six Flags is like real deal shit. If a ride at Universal made you a little silly. Actually, though, wasn't it the screen rides that made you sick, not the roller coaster?
It was the...
Spider-Man?
It was Spider-Man that fucked me up.
So maybe the outdoor-only roller coaster park would be fine.
Yeah. I'm down with roller coasters.
Spider-Man.
But that fucked me up.
All right, let's look.
Because it was mostly the motion, like, just everything was just like...
The motion of the ocean? The motion of the ocean?
The motion of the ocean was getting me, and I was getting fucked up. I didn't like that shit.
So Brad is down or wants to go, but you don't know about James?
James said he'll go, too, if Brad's down to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, they wouldn't want to go.
That's how like they both are.
Anyways. Brad wouldn't want to go without James and James without him, because then they wouldn't have anything to do while we were
It would just
the
be
race.
Him chilling yeah, in like a I hotel it. Or a B&B that we're going to stay at.
I get it.
But I believe we need to start planning.
Oh, it's all the way up in Dallas.
What?
Six Flags Over Texas is what the one in Dallas is called. Let's see if there's
how far
ones.
Away from Dallas is Austin.
It's a drive. Well, if we're going to drive all the way to Houston, I don't want to also drive all the way to Dallas. That's fucking far.
Makes sense. But it would be...
Yeah, it's a fucking drive. I think it's actually a little bit farther to Dallas than it would be Houston.
4 hours?
I don't know.
Do you want me to look it up?
There's a Six Flags, I think, down in San Antonio.
Isn't that up?
San Antonio's south of Austin, you fucking weirdo. Six Flags in Texas.
Just look up Six Flags in Texas.
I am.
Why are you trying to look in like Austin or shit like that?
I'm not.
Oh, I thought that's what you did.
No.
Oh.
Spring break. Yeah.
It's Rumspringer.
Six Flags over Texas. Okay, let's go down to the Texas area. Six Flags over Texas, Arlington. That's Dallas. There's Six Flags Fiesta, Texas, in San Antonio. There's Hurricane Harbor, Arlington, and Hurricane Harbor, Houston. But those are water parks. We don't want that.
I don't want to go to a water park.
So Houston, or no, I'm sorry, Dallas, basically, or San Antonio. I think I've heard that the one in Dallas is like the banger.
So we should go to Dallas then.
I don't want to make this into a fucking whole big giant ass thing where we're going all over the place.
What do you mean? What do you mean, man?
There's lots of planning to do when you fucking start talking about like... Not just one spot, but now you're going all over the place. Because then you've got to go down. All those other cities are far enough away from Austin where you would have to go there, get a place. You're not going to drive from Austin in the morning to these theme parks for the day. It's just too far. So then now we're staying a night in Houston and a night in Dallas. It just complicates
no,
things.
So we do either or.
Oh, pick?
Yes.
Houston.
Because you want to see the
space
ship? I
want to go to Johnson and do on a tour of Mission Control. Houston, we have a problem. I'm getting that.
I was so confused when you told me about that
fucking
like
nerd.
2 weeks ago.
Well, you're not a fucking... It's not something you think about.
What do you mean?
I don't blame you for not knowing. You're like, can we see a rocket launch in Houston? It's like, I don't blame you for not knowing that. I'm a nerd, so I like obviously know about that, but like... They have a NASA facility. I can see why you'd think they launch rockets from there, too.
I thought. Why wouldn't they launch shit down there, right?
It makes logical sense. If you don't know anything about, you know, like the telemetry and shit of how rockets work and the spinning of the Earth and the prime spot to launch rockets from.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking rocket scientist.
Although, Texas is a decent spot to launch rockets from, all things considered on the globe. It's relatively close to the equator.
You know what we should do?
It's in America. America.
It's in America. You know,
I don't know about the Six Flags things, Terry. I don't know if I want to commit to that right away.
But your wheels are turning in the back of your mind where you're like, your mind's like, yes, I'm down with that. But then you're like,
I don't think I'm going to go.
I don't really feel like driving that far.
If it's us and James and Brad, I don't think I want to go to Six Flags. I'd go to like Disney World again with you guys, but I don't want
to. Oh, I want to go back to Disney
World.
Go to
Six Flags.
That'd be so much
fun. Florida in 2024.
Down. I'm down. Hopefully I can, hopefully by that time I'll have another job. I don't know yet.
If we found out a way to get by 2024.
Well, I don't know how fast it's all about the, like,
how much longer are we going to have to fucking record on Sundays?
Probably a lot longer.
Really?
Probably. I don't know how fucking fast the government
check
moves.
In with your fucking company, brother.
It's the government,
I'm
man.
I'm tired of this shit.
It's the government, man. It's not me.
It wouldn't be so bad if you didn't go to Frisbee, but since you go to Frisbee, it's like we're always like limited on time between when you get here and 1:30.
That's always. That's why I try to get here as early as I can.
But I don't like recording in the morning though. Because I'm kinda like not tired,
are you
but
saying
it's like
it like wastes your day?
No. It's just
what are you trying to say?
It'd be nice
to
be
what
like
are you saying?
we like eat food for like lunch and then start recording at like noon 30. And you have like all afternoon to like bang out a fucking long one. I don't know.
Is that
what, wouldn't that be better?
Is that what you want? You want to bang out a long
one? You don't want that?
Like, how long are we talking about?
I don't know. 2-3 hours?
We could barely come up with like an hour and 45 minutes of content for people.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
We can barely come up with an hour and 30, 40.
What I'm saying is, it's like we have to like think about what we want to talk about because we're doing it live, obviously.
We have plenty of shit to talk about.
Do we?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like everything we've talked about so far.
Uh-huh.
And your bitch ass wants to go to fucking Six Flags and I got to shut you down.
Why?
Because you're not the one making the fucking plans.
Yeah, that's right.
You plan it, you book it, and pay for it. And tell me how much I owe you and I'll pay you back. Deal. No? Okay, then shut the fuck up. Fucking
dude, I'm terrible with plans.
Things fucking sucks.
You know that.
My dick is horrible. Can I show you my dick?
you know. What was the other one? What's this one?
What do you call your Twitch subscribers, Ant?
Jesus. The fucking cum shots, baby.
Thank you,
shout
Ant.
Shout out my cum shots, man.
Shout out my cum shots, man.
What is the green one?
Smooth.
Do you know what that was? That was a smooth operator.
I gotta get a different smooth operator one. That's like, actually, I need a Connor Moore like smooth operator interpretation because like Connor Moore's interpretation of science is like better than science himself almost.
I like the one where it's like, if it was the one that you're in, if you're in first, then you will win the race or some shit like that. He said,
if you finish.
Oh wait, can you play it? Play it. Play it. Play it. Play it.
First, you will win. The
we should give him a little bit of a taste of Connor Moore, right? Let's give him a little taste of Connor Moore. If you guys are not, you know, F1 fans like we are, which you guys should be, F1 fans, you can pick any team, but it has to be Red Bull. I'm
trying to remember what video it is.
I mean, this is huge. Whoever comes first in this race will win the Monaco Grand Prix. No one could have predicted this.
I think,
dude, all his videos are like compilations. So I'm like, I have no idea what video this is in. The first video I clicked, it was the first,
the Will Buxton one,
the first, interpretation, yeah,
yeah,
impersonation rather.
Last week, we did very well as a team, we took our opportunity. Yep.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like
his max is good.
His
the can won't open.
Have you tried pressing down a little bit harder?
I'm pressing it 50 f-ing times. The can won't open.
Okay, let's.
last week, I thought I was very unlucky not to get the podium, but Carlos the car Sainz went off track. So
it was a gust of wind that took you off the track, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I broke wind in the car, and the car lost balance, and that was it. In Monaco, I will try to hold it in, but I cannot promise anything.
You know, it's not easy to be in a team and be there.
Mr. Big Eyes. Yeah, dude, fucking wild shit.
Dude, I'm counting down the days for when we go, man.
You're excited?
I'm thrilled. Oh.
I'm thrilled. Yeah.
Wait, what was the thing? What was the... Come outside. I said, come outside. That should be a clip right there. I said, come outside.
Get a clip of it.
I will.
Send it to me.
I'll try.
I'll put anything you want. If you send me anything, I'll do it.
I know. That's not true. You're a lazy piece of shit.
No, if you like sent me a clip, an MP3 file of that, I will load it up to a pad or just have it saved to my computer so I can play it. Whatever you want.
I don't know how to
do the work, and I'll fucking give it to you, brother.
Is that what it is?
Just give me an MP3 file, a short MP3 file.
A short MP3?
That's all I need.
It's 26 seconds.
No, not the whole fucking thing. Do like little snippets that are hilarious.
You mean like the come outside?
Correct. I want for the pad. Oops. For the pads, I want like very, very short, like isolated sound clips. If you want to have a longer, fully saved MP3 even,
yeah,
it's like always saved to the hard drive, do that too, and we can just play it off the computer. But for the pads, I want to keep them like 5 seconds,
you
maybe.
You want to keep him like...
My dick is horrible. Can I show you my dick?
Like that.
Correct. Now you're tracking.
Yeah. So then we can just go, you know, you can go to one of these and just do one of these... You know, one of those.
Yeah, see, short little ones. Short little ones.
Short little ones.
Like my penis.
Oh, don't say that about yourself. Wait.
What?
I was trying to find this one, I think. That's the one I was trying to find.
Wah, wah. Actually, that one's probably one, but I just still like this one the best. Even though the trombone is more like...
I got a small penis. Oh, that's crickets.
You know you can read the screen, you
I
fucking weirdo.
I can't read it from here. It's so small, dude.
I can't read the screen.
I mean, I wear glasses, but I know I can't read that shit when it's small.
I wear glasses.
I wear glasses.
Hell yeah. What else?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I don't have anything else to talk about. My name's Terry Ray.
Psych. Totally said
I almost fucking outed you.
I don't give a fuck. My parents are named the same way.
But
so.
The difference between me and you is I caught myself and you didn't last time. You had to cut it out.
Dude, that is almost close to my last name. What you just said.
Rar?
No.
TM Rar?
No.
I said Terry Rar. No. Terry TM Rar. Isn't that your gamer tag or some shit?
No.
What'd you think I was going to say?
My last name?
Nope.
You can say my last name.
Prove it.
I'll say it right now. It's Terry. Beep.
It's Terry. You like that shit?
Yeah, what's your last name? It's Terry.
I think it says something about the state of like podcasting when this shit comes pre-built with that fucking sound effect in it.
Well, the thing is, it's like the stage of podcast that we're doing right now is we finally have, it's like 3 episodes in, right? Since we've had this. No, 2 episodes in. This would be the third one. Of getting this, and by the time that we figure it out, we'll have everything dialed in, that we'll just have like a bunch of shit over here and we'll just hit shit randomly throughout the time. Excuse me. But you need to buy new arms because you keep fucking moving your shit.
You mad?
I'm the one that sits over here. I move around, but I leave my mic stationary right in front of me. And you're over there.
My name
like,
is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world, I do have the body of a hawk, but while fronting, I consider myself a Therian, because I'm in
I
a human
know
body,
this because
but my identity
this
is still a hawk.
Not
all animal alters will
I'm
identify this
a
way.
Bird.
I want you to see the video
fact,
this
the
time.
Only animal alter in our system who does identify this way. But I am doing my...
I'm the only one in our system who identifies this way.
...best to come to terms with living in a human body.
Horace.
When you say it's like sharing your brain with your friends, that, first of all, implies that alters are... friends by default, which is just not the case, and second of all, implies that alters are really just one-dimensional, which also is just not the case.
It's just not the case, Terry. I gotta ISO some of this.
Oh my god.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
That right
come
there,
on, man.
That right there is the best. Can you keep playing that again?
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
Bro, tell me that's not the best thing you ever heard.
My name's Horace, and I'm a red-tailed fox. Or red-tailed hawk.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk. Come on, man.
I'm Terry, and they call me the Cheagle.
Oh, God. That's fucking beautiful.
Can you do it again?
You're a nerd. I almost don't want to put this on a pad, because then you're going to hit it all the time.
I don't...
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
It's the way that she says hawk.
I know. It's so like she's so
I'm a
committed.
Red-tailed hawk.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
Dude.
I'm Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
Come on, man. That's beautiful.
Yo, if you guys have any funny videos or any videos that you want us to check out or whatever, I guess you guys can email us at what is our email? There's no audience, all one word, at protonmail.com. I think that's what it is.
That's right. That's why I put the
I'll put it. I'll put it in the like description of the podcast.
No
so you
spam.
Guys can, it probably might go to spam.
No, I mean, don't send us bullshit.
Yeah, don't send us like... No, don't say that because we're going to say it and then they're just going to send it to us. They're going to send like dick pics and shit like that.
good. Terry wants that
I don't want that.
I don't check the email, though.
Neither I do sometimes.
Dude, I'm hyped to get this clip. I'm going to get it right after we're done.
I'm a red tail. My name is Horace, and I'm a red tail hawk. Dude, right. That's priceless right there.
If you don't have anything else, I'm good to call it an episode.
Do you wanna give him a funny
outro?
Find a funny video.
Well, that is the funny video.
I can probably try to find one really fast.
I feel like that's the video, dude.
That's the video?
That's the video.
Well, if you guys want to send us videos or actually, on Spotify, they're doing like a new thing for a podcast, which I just saw, which is like a Q&A on like the app where you can send a question to us.
Through Spotify,
and then we can answer it.
Weird.
So if you guys want to, we could try that. If you want to try it, you can send us shit through that.
Well,
and then we will answer your questions.
How do we get it?
I don't fucking know.
Come in through. Do we upload on that Anchor thing for Spotify or?
No, we just do it through the RSS feed.
And it goes everywhere?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll pop up in RSS or because like.
I have no idea.
Like it's not going to pop up on your Spotify, your personal account.
Probably not. Because it's not linked to my account. Right. It's linked to our Proton Mail one.
Right.
That's Proton.
It'll probably just go to the email.
Probably. It might. That'll work.
Hit us a question or a topic you want us to cover.
Yeah. We'll cover it and answer you guys' questions and stuff like that. We really want to get to, I do. I don't know about Mike.
I
want
to get to know you.
I want to get to know my audience that we don't have.
Yeah.
So Mike, hit us with the outro.
My name is Horace and I'm a red-tailed hawk. In our world, I do have a body of a hawk, but well...
Oh, no. Sorry, folks.
My name is Horace, and I'm a red-tailed hawk.
Good night.